antimicrobial copper 3D printed onto metal surfaces. Australian company Spay3D has announced the development of a fast and affordable way to 3D print antimicrobial copper onto metal surfaces. According to the company, laboratory tests have shown that touch surfaces modified by this process contact kills 96% of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, in just 2 hours. The process known as Activate 3D Copper has been developed by modifying Spay3D's additive manufacturing technology, using new algorithms for controlling their metal printers to allow existing metal parts to be coated with copper. Copper parts are difficult to produce using traditional methods, and the company believes that 3D printing may be the only tool available to rapidly deploy copper. Australian NADA, National Association of Testing Authorities, accredited clinical trial speciality laboratory, 360 Biolabs, tested the effect of Activate 3D copper on live SARS-CoV-2 in their physical containment 3, PC3, laboratory. The results show that 96% of the virus is killed in 2 hours and 99.2% of the virus killed in 5 hours, while stainless steel showed no reduction in the same time frame. Stainless steel is currently the material typically used in hygiene environments. With laboratory testing complete, it is hoped the Australian-developed breakthrough can be applied to common touch items like door handles, rails, and touch plates in hospitals, schools, and other public places. Spay3D CEO Byron Kennedy said the company has focused on developing a solution that can be rapidly deployed and is more efficient than printing solid copper parts from scratch. The lab results show Activate 3D copper surfaces behave much better than traditional stainless, which may offer a promising solution to a global problem. The technology can be used globally, addressing local requirements, be they in hospitals, schools, on ships, or shopping centers. Copper has been shown to eradicate bacteria, yeasts, and viruses rapidly on contact, unlike traditional surfaces like stainless steel and plastic, with recent studies showing that SARS-CoV-2 can survive on these materials for up to 3 days. Although stainless steel and plastic surfaces can be disinfected, even with rigorous protocols, it is difficult to clean them constantly. When surfaces become contaminated between cleanings, touching them may contribute to super-spreading events. Touching contaminated objects, known as fomite transmission, was suspected during the 2003 SARS-CoV-1 epidemic. An analysis of a nosocomial SARS-CoV-1 superspreading event concluded that touching contaminated objects, fomites, played a significant role. To validate its abilities to combat COVID-19, copper samples printed by Spay3D have been lab-tested and shown to kill SARS-CoV-2. The Spay3D team developed a process to coat a stainless steel door touch plate and other handles in 5 minutes. The digital print files were then sent to participating partners around the globe, allowing the simultaneous installation of newly coated parts in buildings in the USA, Asia, and Australia. In a matter of days, copper fixtures were installed in buildings at Charles Darwin University, CDU in Darwin, Swinburne University in Melbourne, the University of Delaware in the USA, and in Japan. Assistant Director of Digital Design and Additive Manufacturing at the University of Delaware, Larry L.J. Holmes, said scientists and engineers at the University of Delaware were honored to be part of this global research collaboration. "We recognize the importance of developing simple, yet highly impactful, solutions that have been proven effective on COVID-19. Recognizing supply chain shortfalls over the last couple of months, it was clear to this team that fabrication speed was a priority. Using this technology, we are able to rapidly transition safe options for high-touch surfaces." Spay3D has worked in close collaboration with the Advanced Manufacturing Alliance, AMA, at CDU. The initial testing of Activate 3D copper and future studies have been funded and supported by the National Energy Resources Australia, NERA. NERA CEO Miranda Taylor said Spay3D's ability to successfully adapt their technology and pivot their business model demonstrated the resilience of Australian businesses and their potential to help the world combat COVID-19. NERA has supported Spay3D to develop market-leading technologies to help our national energy sector, and we're committed to assisting them leverage their skills and expertise into this important new paradigm to help our country and many others curtail the devastating impact of this global pandemic. For more information on Activate 3D Copper, visit Spay3D.